This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, President Biden reopens consulate to strengthen relationship with Palestine. That story right after this short message.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
When President Trump opened the United States Embassy in Jerusalem, officially acknowledging that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, he moved the Palestinian operations to be under the authority of the Ambassador of Israel. Now, under the Biden administration, Secretary of State Antony Blinken issued a public announcement on May 25th that the United States is going to reopen the old consulate and it will be the office in charge of diplomatic relations with Palestine. After meeting with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, Secretary Blinken said, "I'm here in Israel to underscore the commitment of the United States to rebuilding the relationship with the Palestinian Authority and the Palestinian people, a relationship built on mutual respect and also a shared conviction that Palestinians and Israelis alike deserve equal measures of security, freedom, opportunity, and dignity." Due to tensions being high from the 11-day war between Israel and the Palestinian terror group Hamas, Secretary Blinken traveled to the Middle East in the hopes to strengthen the ceasefire agreement. He is promising to help Gaza by rallying international support and giving monetary aid of $40 million to the Palestinians. That puts the total U.S. financial support of the Palestinians to $360 million since Biden took office. Former President Trump had practically stopped all funding due to fears that the aid would actually be siphoned to support Hamas terrorism. Secretary Blinken promises that Hamas will not have access to any assistance given by the United States. Both the U.S. and Israel classify Hamas as a terrorist organization which doesn't recognize the right of Israel to exist as a nation or as a people. The U.S. reopening their consulate helps support Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in his struggle to regain control against Hamas, who took command of the Gaza region in 2007. During the recent attacks from Hamas rockets, President Biden did affirm Israel's right to defend itself against the rocket attacks. "Remember to continually pray for the peace of Jerusalem and all of her inhabitants."
I'm John Matarazzo for Charisma News. God bless you.